Are there any names for those areas now that, you know, might be familiar to some people but not would not be a common designation for those areas?
Well, West End is predominating colored now. The residential section is the southwest part of it. And out of South DeKalb, and there are not too many around Belvedere now. Of course, they trade there a lot, but and there's a lot of colors in that section. But from the city limit of Decatur on out to South DeKalb, it's predominantly colored now.
Can you designate particular areas, say, where the wealthy blacks live as opposed to the poorer blacks?
They live in the northwest.
The wealthy ones?
Mm-hmm.
And the, how about the poorer?
Of Atlanta, they're in the southwest.
Okay. do any of these groups that you've been talking about have their own financial or shopping districts?
Yeah.
Where would you say? Where
down on Auburn Avenue, the blacks have banks and insurance offices and all.
Mm-hmm.
And they run them.
Is there any name
for
that
neighborhood? Even have a paper down there. Just Auburn Avenue's all on.
Okay. Now, other rich people, where do they live?
Well, I'm not one of them, so I can't hardly tell you. They usually out on the north side around Buckhead, the Atlanta people. Out through Druid Hills,
mm-hmm.
that way.
Right. And how about the middle class people?
Well, they live everywhere, where they can.
Spread out all over the city.
That's right.
Okay, and the lower class, not of any particular racial group, let's say lower class whites, where would you say they live?
Well, they live mostly scattered all over town. Now, we have a section down in Decatur there off of Trinity Place, west, is mostly colored.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
They have three big housing projects down there that most of them live in.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about poor whites?
Well, they have a few whites in there
mm-hmm.
that have moved in those apartments there, housing projects.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular well-known landmarks in the metropolitan area that that you can think of that most people would associate with the city? Any parks or?
Well, Grant Park and Piedmont Park is a big park in Atlanta.
All right.
I'm not too familiar with the landmark
uh-huh.
deals in
uh-huh.
those places.
If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
Hartsfield International.
What?
International? Airport.
Okay. If you were driving in from Tennessee, what road would you come in on?
On I-75.
All right. And what does the I stand for?
International. Interstate.
Interstate. And if you were to stop for a break when you're driving back along one of the public areas, what would you call it?
The rest area.
Okay, the rest area.
Mm-hmm.
And what are there different kinds of rest areas? Or
yeah, some have toilet facilities and others doesn't just have a open space where you can park with trash cans there for putting disposal stuff in.
Do you have different names for those, or are they all?
No, they're just no facilities or facilities, phone and so forth and so on.
What do you call the thing that's painted on the road to divide a highway?
Painted line.
Okay.
Dividing line.